A long-lost Philadelphia funk band recorded an album 50 years ago, but it was never released. The Nat Turner Rebellion broke up in the early 1970s. The studio session tapes for its debut album wound up in the Drexel University Audio Archive Library, where it was later rediscovered. The album was finally released last month. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on the long, strange trip of the album Laugh to Keep from Crying.
In the late 1960s, Joe Jefferson of Petersburg, Virginia, was a drummer for hire, and he was good. He had a lot of work.
I need your sweet inspiration.
He was touring with Sissy Houston and her band, The Sweet Inspirations, but got waylaid in Philadelphia with a foot infection. While recuperating, he had a revelation. He didn't want to play R&B anymore.
Got tired of doing that. Tired. I just got tired of beating somebody else's drum. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to beat my own drum. I knew I had something. It's now or never. Either I'm going to put this thing together or I'm never going to do it. And that's what I did. Basically, I went back home, went back to Petersburg, put together Nat Turner Rebellion. Vocally, The Temptation. As a rock band, The Stones did it for me. I was a Stones fanatic. But the soul of Nat Turner Rebellion, if there was anybody, it would be Sly and the Family Stone. You know, we wanted to be Sly. Didn't everybody?
The Nat Turner Rebellion, named after a black slave uprising in 1831 that killed over 50 white people, was a blistering live act that toured the East Coast from Florida to Montreal.
We were crowd killers. You know, you come to see one of our shows, you never forget the band.
After proving themselves on the road, it was time to put it down on wax. In 1969, Jefferson and the Nat Turner Rebellion signed with Stan Watson of Philly Groove Records and started to record an album in studio. That's where the trouble started. Watson had already scored a huge hit with the Delphonics, who put out smooth, sweet R&B like La La Means I Love You.
La 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 I love you.
Watson wanted to replicate that formula with the Nat Turner Rebellion.
He really had an eye for talent. The problem was he didn't know what to do with the people after he got them. That was kind of like where we were.
The album was recorded at Sigma Sound Studios in Philadelphia, but never released. The band had its own internal problems and fell apart. The tapes stayed on the shelf for 30 years until Sigma Sound shut down, and all of its tapes were shipped across town to the audio archive at Drexel University. There, they sat for another 10 years until they were discovered by Faith Newman of Reservoir Media. She had bought the rights to the entire Philly Groove Records catalog. Newman really didn't know completely what she had bought. She remembered rummaging around in boxes of old publicity material.
The pictures caught my eye. They had big afros, and they were fists raised in the air, and, you know, and all these other really very groovy pictures that they had.
Newman was expecting to find more of that sweet R&B sound, like the Delphonics.
But the Nat Turner Rebellion stood out. And the first song that I heard was called Tribute to a Slave.
There was enough material on those Nat Turner Rebellion tapes for a full-length release, and perhaps more importantly, they had a story to tell, one never heard before. A funk band from the 1970s named after a 19th century slave rebellion, singing songs like Tribute to a Slave.
With all that's going on right now with race relations in this country being what they are, the Black Lives Matter movement, I mean, I feel like the messages in those songs are still relevant today.
We ain't slaves no more, my people. We ain't slaves, no, no.
None of the members of the Nat Turner Rebellion are alive anymore except Joe Jefferson. He sits at the kitchen table of his spacious, comfortable home in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, the last man standing. Jefferson has mixed feelings about this record. For one thing, he says the Nat Turner Rebellion was best as a live act. The studio recordings could not capture what they did on stage.
I'm not unhappy about this album. I'm very happy about this album. I guess the thing that I'm really, that I'm most unhappy about is that my guys are not here.
The Nat Turner Rebellion's debut album, recorded 50 years ago, is called Laugh to Keep from Crying. It was released as a download through Drexel University's Mad Dragon label. 5,000 copies of a vinyl issue sold out immediately. For Here and Now, I'm Peter Crimmins. Oh, make a brown baby. Oh, yeah.